This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will flag off India's first hydrogen train between Jind and Sonipat at Jind railway station in a short while from now. The Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation various development projects worth around 14,700 crore rupees at Eklavya Stadium at Jind and address the gathering on the occasion. The launch of the first hydrogen-powered train marks an important step towards the adoption of clean and sustainable mobility in the railway sector. From Jind, the Prime Minister will travel to Chandigarh, where at around 1:45 p.m, he will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate various development projects worth over 4,700 crore rupees. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Subsequently, the Prime Minister will visit Jalandhar in Punjab, where he will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth over 5,470 crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a conversation with the Amir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, and conveyed his condolences on the passing of the father Amir, Sheikh Hamad bin Khalifa Al Thani. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the father Amir of Qatar's enduring legacy will continue to guide the two countries as they further strengthen their strategic partnership. He also recalled Father Amir's deep affection for India, his warmth towards the Indian community in Qatar, and his steadfast commitment to India-Qatar relations. Prime Minister Modi has highlighted that today, the dream of India receiving its first hydrogen train is about to become a reality. He emphasized that the milestone reflects India's growing commitment to innovation, green mobility, and the vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will arrive in West Bengal tonight on a three-day visit. He is scheduled to land at Baghdogra Airport in Siliguri at 9 p.m. and will stay overnight at the BSF Frontier Headquarters in Kadamtala. Tomorrow, Mr. Shah will visit the BSF's 18th Battalion at Seema Chowki in Jumagach, where he will address a Prahari Sammelan, participate in a plantation drive, lay foundation stones, inaugurate several development projects and interact with BSF personnel. Later, the Home Minister will hold a series of higher-level meetings at Uttarkanya in Siliguri. Later in the evening, he will leave for Kolkata. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has declared results of NEET UG 2026 re-examination. Over 11 lakh candidates have qualified for admission to undergraduate medical, dental, Ayush and allied programs. Scorecards of all candidates are available on the official website neet.nta.nic.in. Gujarat Anti-Terrorist Squad or ATS has arrested 5 persons in connection with its probe into a terror module of the Pakistan-based Jaish-e-Mohammed outfit. The arrested persons were identified as Bilal Abid Bhai Shera, Mohammed Ayub Kaliwala, Mohammed Palanpuri alias Khali Ayub Sansara, Shafia Rais Mukhti and Mohammed Hassan Kardia. The officials said the 5 accused were held after their names surfaced during the investigation of 8 alleged Jaish-e-Mohammed operatives held earlier this month. 4 people, including 3 school students, were killed in a tragic train accident in West Bengal's Murshidabad district this morning. The accident took place between Kanasuvarna railway station and the Gobindapur level crossing on the Azimganj-Katwa section when a school vehicle was struck by an oncoming train while crossing an open level crossing. The incident sparked outrage among local residents who alleged negligence on the part of the railway gatekeeper. Police and railway authorities have begun separate investigations and the railway inquiry team has reached the site to determine the exact cause of the accident. U.S. forces launched a fresh wave of military strikes against Iran last night, marking the 6th consecutive night of operations against the Islamic Republic following the collapse of peace deal between both the sides. Domestic equity markets traded higher in the morning session today, with benchmark indices gaining around 1% each despite weak global cues, led by buying in IT and auto stocks. In early trade, Sensex climbed 695 points to 77,882, while Nifty advanced 178 points to 24,251 when the reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.